this congregation together to fast and pray. So we encourage you, for those who your body can endure, do your best to fast and pray during these 6 days of CYSC. Because in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Start from verse 1 to verse 8. He mentioned everything has its time. So, verse 1, to everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So, and then you can find out so many situations. So, everything has its time. For us, in this holiday season, our precious winter break from our school work, we gathered together here in the church for learning this Word of God. So, this is a time to learn. And this is also a time for fellowship. And this is a time for fasting. Because at home, probably we do not have this kind of the occasion, and we can so concentrate and living in a pure lifestyle to ponder, to discuss the Word of God. So it's important for us to this fast in prayer, we ask our Lord, just like a hymn 372, hear us, O Savior. Send showers of blessing, send showers refreshing. Send us showers of blessing, send them, Lord, we pray. So, in our prayer session, we ask Lord, showers. Send showers of blessing to us so we can be empowered through the Holy Spirit, and we can have a clear mind and also a spiritual wisdom to understand the Word of God, because we are in the process to equip ourselves as a future servant of God. Unless we can really understand the truth, we can recognize our Savior, how great He is. Otherwise, we will be very limited in preaching the gospel. Because sometimes we may just feel so powerless about preaching the gospel to others, especially when we face challenges. People may just talk back. They pay good with evil, right? We have a good heart to preach, but someone that rejects so badly. Okay, so everything has its time. Now, this is a time to dedicate our time in learning, in prayer. So we have to first understand the fasting. Fasting is not a formality. Even though in this CYC we all together, we encourage one another to fast and pray. Okay? So usually we have about at least 25, 30 minutes of prayer in the prayer session. And plus we have a meal time fasting prayer. So we will end up have more than 2 hours, almost 2 hours of prayer every day. So this is a time for us to digest about what we have learned. So during the prayer session, Sometimes we may consider, oh, it's so long. How are you going to pray and communicate with Lord in just 30 minutes, right? But think about if we really ponder His word and to reflect what we have heard from our fellow brothers and sisters during your discussion, or we learn, we try to memorize what we have learned in a class, try to digest, ask God to give us the spiritual wisdom to have better understanding. And then this is, you will find out time flies so fast. The prayer time actually is not enough. No. Not to mention about if we special pray for others, because we do know others need, right? Someone really in the situation, because they don't have power, they do need our support. Okay? So we have to use the prayer time, make it really a time for refreshing, for empowerment. So in the Old Testament time, there are so many different occasions mentioned about fasting and prayer. But one particular message in Zechariah, I want to bring up for everybody to think about it. Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah chapter 7. After the captivity returned to Jerusalem, they came to ask the prophet Zechariah, and they inquire of him, "Shall we continue to fast after practice for a long time in different months, even though in exile they also fast and pray?" And then the Lord especially give the message to the prophet, mention about the motive and try to bring them attention to what happened to them in the past and what make them have to fast in the season which is not what the law require of them. Okay, so let's turn to chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 2 to verse 3. Can someone with a loud voice? Joseph, can you read? Joseph, big Joseph. We have two Joseph here.
7, verse
3. And to ask of the priests who were in the house of the Lord, and the prophet saying, "Should I keep the fifth month and fast, but as I have done for so many years?" Okay. So they ask the priests who are in the house of God of the Lord host, and the prophet saying, Shall I weep in the fifth month of fast as I have done for so many years? If we check the day, the month they fast and pray, in the fourth month, in the seventh month, in the in fifth month, right, in verse 5 to verse 7. Another Joseph Kim. Please.
Not have obeyed the word which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets, and
Okay. So we can see how the Lord answered their question. He said, when you fast and mourn in the fifth and the seventh month, during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me, when you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourself? Shall you not obey the word which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophet? So here we can see a more important thing is obedience, right? Because of disobedience, they end up in this situation. The city was destroyed. The temple become a ruin. So now they return. They try to continue this practice. But without changing their lifestyle, without return to God, even though fast and prayer, it doesn't work, right? So when we fast, we have to understand the most important thing is we make a determination. We want to obey God in whatever he said. If he commands us, then we follow. So this kind of attitude will make our prayer reach to God. So when the time to fast, we really fast for the Lord. We fast for asking the refreshing and the blessing. So this fasting will really strengthen us in our this journey. So no matter what we are asking, right? You know, in the New Testament time, we find out even in Jesus Christ himself, he demonstrated to us when we shall fast. Apostle Paul or the New Testament teachings show to us when to fast. In certain situations, we have to fast. Otherwise, we just feel so powerless. Okay? So, let's think about when we should fast. As just gathering together as a group, we fast. There's so many different records in Bible. We know it already. But we can turn to Matthew chapter, not Matthew, Acts 13. Book of Acts 13. Special mention, you know, the three times for fasting before we pray. Acts 13, verse 2 and 3. As they ministered to the Lord and fast, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, verse 3, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So, we can see how the Holy Spirit separated the workers to preach. This is the historical first time to send the worker directly sent by the Holy Spirit. Just like a commander send an order, command, say, send these two men out. This is the order, but didn't give them in details where they should go, to whom they preach. Just send them out. Holy Spirit will guide. So when we are facing the major decision, this is the time we have to fast and pray. Now, we want to do 40 work, we have to fast. I think many of you are the worker for the campus fellowship or different kind of fellowship, or even in the future, in training for the workers. So we have to see these teachings. Fasting and prayer, because through this process, we know God's will better. Right? If we don't know God's will, we may do things just according to our own favor. We want to go certain place. I want to meet certain man. Right? So this is the way how we can understand God's will. It's very important in the book of Acts. Send the worker out. Let's turn to chapter 14, Acts chapter 14. Chapter 14, verse 23. When Paul went to different places to preach gospel, after the church, the congregation formed and the church established, this is what he usually did. 23. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commend them to the Lord in whom they have believed. Here he mentioned about to send, to ordain the workers in the church. And then just here he said, commend them to the Lord in whom they have believed. We equip ourselves, right? Because we have hope. You know, the church should have enough manpower in the future to do all different kind of holy work. Because so far we have so many things. We haven't finished yet. We have so many things to do. We do need the youth. Participate, dedicate your life in this servitude. So this is how the Holy Spirit empower the workers, and then they can really be faithful in the ministry. So faithful workers come from fasting and prayer, special. Receive this the calling, so they know what they ought to do in the house of God. If we have this sense of responsibility in the church, then we will find out we do need the power from above. Right? How can we receive the power? You know, the church, when we serve in the church, sometimes the situation is so complicated. It's not just a rule, say, okay, I set a rule. It's a yes or no. You know, only two choices. No. Most of the case, we will see so many different situations may just occur. Only one event may be so complicated. Get involved so many different members. How are you going to deal with and make the right decision, and also make it very edifying to others? It's a big task. We do need the power. So Jesus, he showed us, he gave us the instruction. When we need power, this is what special about the spiritual power, then we fast. I believe we all have a goal in this CYC. We want to get closer to the Lord. This is very general. Sometimes we consider, can you make it more personal, more specific about what you should do? But yes, get closer to the Lord is the goal. It's long-term goal. But how about this CYC? Let's also get closer to the Lord. We really can be touched in the prayer. So we can have a good memories of the CYC. Spiritual power come from fasting and prayer. Let's turn to Mark chapter 6. Mark 6:29. It's another, this is another the verse. Mark, actually this is in the Jesus mentioned about the fasting and prayer. It's in Mark chapter 6. Do you remember the verse? Jesus said, you have to fast and pray. It's not like not the Bible. Let's turn to chapter 9. Chapter 9, yes, chapter 9, 29, not 6, chapter 9. 9 is 29. Jesus says this kind can force by nothing but by prayer and fasting. So if we want to have spiritual power, really to overcome Satan or temptation, this is what we do. Fast and prayer is from our Lord Jesus. We have to really treasure this time of prayer. Let's pray as this promise. So no matter what we need, either we want to know God's will, to see our future more clearly about where to go, or to equip ourselves to serve for our brother, sister, let's fast and pray. It's very important for everyone for these 6 days of CYC. So the church can be greatly edified through our servitude. Let's come forward and pray. We are going to have a two bell, okay? So for those who cannot fast, have to go